Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Yes, I'm gonna keep them on the ground! Back at Factory Weights, lads, in Parkhead, Glasgow. Your two motors are definitely getting fucking done about here, aren't
they? Three flat tyres after this.
Some big names have been in this week. After our podcast last week, wee Ridvan was in getting a 1 kilogram dumbbell. The boys had to help me achieve more. Gary Mackay-Stevens was in getting stabilisers for his exercise bike. And Selene's dad was in asking to sniff the bench press seats. So what a week it's been for Factory Weights.
Good one, Ridvan was my favourite.
Thanks, mate. This place you're looking to purchase top quality gym equipment for home or commercial gyms. Kenny, have you got a gym in the house?
I have not. Should
no?
I have not, no. No.
I thought you'd be one with a home gym and...
Nah, I'm just a body waiter.
You're right, aren't you?
Press ups and... No, I'm not anymore, mate.
No?
Not
sacked anymore. It?
I need to get back on it. I need to get back in the gym. Hurt my groin last week in the five, so no. I had to step off it.
But how many pull-ups could you do?
Oh, no.
One set? 12.
12, is that it?
Aye. That's a good wide arm.
Wide arm, aye.
Could you do 12?
Aye.
Would you do it down there?
You just said that as if
I'm shit. I thought you meant inside, but wides are tough. I actually done the East Kilbride boys last Thursday. 20 kg each side on the was the
that
machine
20
one.
Kilo? Yep.
20 was that? Was 20 kilo each side, and everyone had to go on and do as much as you can do.
So how does that make them better? Football?
No, it doesn't. I was just interested to see who was
20 kilo
strong
each side. Still strong, by the way.
Flanny done 40, mate.
Aye,
passed 40. Mick the gaffer done 32.
Can he pass the ball though?
He actually can. Oh, Flanny,
really? He's got a chance.
He's got a chance.
Dylan McDonald 12, mate. What, he's a good player.
He's only about 14, isn't he? Right back.
That's the right back. Remember, Factory Weights have just started the spring sale, so come visit the showroom here in Glasgow's East End or visit their website to see all the best deals. Link to their website is in the description box below. Kev, we've got you something for your pat lunch as well.
Oh my God, what we got? Beef XP.
Wow.
It's Beef XP.
Not for bad, by the way.
For the pat lunch box, mate. Imagine your farts after that.
That doesn't interest me.
Juicy flavour.
Yeah, and you ever do the protein shakes and stuff
no.
like that?
I don't know. I am very similar. I'll buy like one of these. It's supposed to last you months.
Is that a beef milk?
I'll do it for a few days and then...
Like
it,
sounds good, eh?
I know.
What, so is that beef in with your milk?
Tropical.
I did the protein milkshakes. You get the McDonald's drive-thru. Large XL milkshake, please.
Well, that's got a wee sniff.
Don't mind the Five Guys. Five Guys milkshakes up top.
Tropical beef, have you?
Tropical beef milkshake.
There'll be a cover on it. It'll be open.
Oh, it's not. It's covered the hair. What football clubs are massive on it now, so, aren't it? Do you get a protein shake after training and all that shit?
Everyone gets their own shaker, and then there's just protein shakes for you to just help yourself, basically. Or the tubs of powder and that's there. But they're big with vitamins and all that as well.
Vitamins, aye.
Aye, like omega, fish oil tablets, and game's changed, didn't it?
They do all that, didn't it?
Aye, different now.
It wasn't like that in your two's day, was it?
Oh, we had a wee bit
at the end, aye.
Aye.
Did you like it?
But even at the end, protein shakes have been in forever, eh?
Have they?
Aye. Might be wrong.
At the high level, you were not the scumbag clubs. I was at fucking pie and beans for your lunch, man. Was it protein shakes back?
What, ages ago.
What, Rangers?
Aye, way back, aye.
When did you hit after training?
After games, recoveries, yep.
I think I know we probably shouldn't say this because it's back to it, but the protein doesn't do anything, does it?
Nah, it does.
You've said that. You've actually you've
what
said
do you mean it doesn't do it? It's the same as protein and food.
Is it?
But I'd still say food's better for you, obviously, yeah. But like,
yeah.
You're still getting your protein.
Yeah. No,
that's some sponsorship you've given me.
It's
all like
shite. I'm off for the gym equipment, but the protein's a bit.
Gym equipment amazing, but protein, nah.
Right, I'm going to start something new on the podcast. You ready for this?
Oh.
So every week, I'm going to give you three subjects, and you need to tell me if you're for or against it before we get into the fucking football rubbish.
Yeah, let's go.
And we'll do this every week. So if anyone has got a subject that you want me to ask the boys, messages on Instagram, I'll never write back to you, but I'll have a wee read.
So we're going individual?
We're going individual, yeah. So first one is a couple podcasts, for him or against him?
I'll go against.
Against.
Right.
Well, I'm going to say four.
I knew you'd be four because you're like, what are they with your missus?
100%.
He's got one. Look at her face.
Listen, come
they've
on.
Got one planned.
No, I don't want to do one there. She says, why don't we do one? I was like,
both yous in leather.
Keeping up with the Kyles.
Wow.
No,
I would watch it. I would definitely watch it.
It would be entertaining because it would be obviously the boys' lives and then fucking, oh, gave me a trouble all the time. It'd be good.
Kerry, why are you against her?
That would be carnage, yeah. That would be carnage.
You and your missus. I would
fake.
Like to
it'd be
see
fake as well. It'd be fake. It would be fucked to be fake. Because if it was real, it would be carnage. I'd just be getting bullied all over the place.
Does she bully you? Does she?
Listen, we'll do. We know there's no lie about it.
Uh-huh.
The wife's the boss, isn't it?
Can I say though, except he's the only person in the world that doesn't get bullied.
Right? I don't know, I do get bullied, nah.
You bully her though, let's be honest.
No, I don't fuck me.
What was I say here?
No,
he's
in a dark twist.
He's never in the house, mate.
I know, but neither is she, mate. So she's always up with other guys. She's always up with other guys.
Just look after us.
11 and 9, mate. You look after us.
Just going to do a favour, pay that lecky bill. I tell you why I'm somewhat of him, like, faking that, but I would watch a couple of podcasts if it was proper two arseholes, like real, like Davey and Anne-Marie for Coat Bridge.
I thought you were going to say Davey Martindale and his missus.
Aye.
For Davey and Anne-Marie.
Perfect.
That'd be brilliant.
I'd watch that 100%. Uh-huh.
But I know I lie on the
fake light.
Lynn watches Crouchy and Abby. She watches that all the time.
Oh, doesn't like them.
But Peter Crouch said that Abby Clancy texted him at 10:10 saying, where are you? That's made up, man.
Fake, mate.
No,
isn't it?
Definitely.
Yeah. 10:10 in the afternoon.
Saturday.
Oh, hey. No.
That never happened. Things that never happened.
But she was in the stand watching as well.
Right, so what are you saying? Lynn listens to that?
Lynn listens to that, so I think she quite likes it because she thinks that their life is like everybody fucking else's life and it's nowhere near. Take them a cake, they can do what they want, when they want.
Yeah.
Whereas if you get a real couple in, me and Lynn.
Only way I'd watch it is if you started getting off each other.
You sure would.
Do you still tongue each other? Do you still tongue each other when you kiss? Still use tongues?
I think so, aye.
Yes.
How do you know, like?
Even with a tooth?
Aye.
How is it?
It's cool. I got a wee temporary entry.
He's a smile.
Why?
The cow's beef.
Like the railings out there, look. I know. The fucking dirty railings out there.
I know, it was stressful last week. Oh,
how a hand?
No, when it was out, I couldn't talk properly. Stressed.
Would you say you and Lynn are still in that honeymoon period that you can't keep your hands off each other?
No, we had a conversation last night. She says, do you reckon we're at a 7-year itch? Even though we've been together for 19 years.
She's had an itch for 7 years. She needs to get that check. Didn't
there? No, listen to what we're talking about, Simon. Why do you obviously... Why is he
Simon? That's what we're talking about, Simon.
Aye.
Like my dad, wasn't it? I know. Was it an itch? A 7-year itch? Is that a thing?
An itch. There's a 7-year itch where your relationship goes in that. You're at that point.
Stagnates.
Aye.
It's not called an itch, though, is it?
I don't know.
Is it?
Itch, but it goes one way or the other. Is that what you're trying to say?
Potentially, aye. So she's either out the fucking door.
No, yous are still very much alive. So did you get put to sleep for your teeth?
No.
But you were just to get drilled?
No, they're preparing.
Who was getting drilled?
They're preparing it. It's a crown thing with screws, so they prep it in that first.
You sound rough.
No, I've got a chest infection.
Oh, have you?
You've been sitting on your sister.
And I thought I better turn up with Dave just in case he's a fucking go at me if I'm not turning up, you know what I mean?
What about you, Ken? Weekend, what'd you get up to?
Nice, you were early as well.
I know,
as well.
You were late.
No, I wasn't, I was on time.
Nah, he's always on time. What'd you get up the weekend? We're going to come to the next subject.
I was at Ibrox.
Well, yeah, mate, right, we'll come on to that in a minute then. Weekend, Sunday, any good food?
Obviously.
And then I was actually on Sunday, I was doing a demo for Andy.
Right.
Well, that's good. We'll break that news next week.
Coming soon. So Saturday, obviously at Ibrox and all, and then Sunday. Kenny, then I'll be a bit of work in the background.
It'll be revealed soon. What Saturday would you do for food?
Do you know what? I ate quite well on Saturday, but I had a Chinese last night. But I did say it to you, didn't I? I was like, see, when we were out, it was out for a few years, I was like, nah, I'm fucked, man. It's Chinese tonight.
What Chinese you got? And you come, pal, and you come, that's fine. Thanks very much. Here she is, get her on camera. Gorgeous, look at her. Come here, you.
Thank you very much, by
thanks
the way.
Thanks so much, you're a woman.
Much
we wave to the viewers. We wave to the viewers. What's your Insta? Peter Ladger, thanks very much. And where did you get your Chinese for game? Maybe shout out. Where did you get? What was your order?
I'm in the I'm thinking about fasting.
You're telling me that.
What's that in the day?
Last night. So for 6 o'clock last night.
What is that,
so
coffee?
No,
thanks. I'd rather.
Are you starving then?
No.
No?
No. I'd love a coffee.
Batter it then.
I would love a coffee.
What was your order for the Chinese?
Fried rice, salt and chilli chicken, salt and chilli chips, pot of curry sauce, prawn crackers.
Sounds good, eh? And I'm trying to fast as well.
Or anything. What do you hate Saturday?
Coffee's brilliant as well.
Black coffee, remember?
Can't remember what
protein shake, innit?
No, the protein shake, I'll tell you that. I had a pizza last night on the way back for the thing. I put a pizza up for Blake. My wee local one shut. It was shut, so I had to just order a Domino's for me and Blake.
Oh.
So we just sat watching Stranger Things with the wee man.
Good Stranger Things.
Yeah, so we just sat with a pizza.
Stranger Things is outstanding.
Is it? No, mate, it's all fake shit too, innit?
Sci-fi, aye.
Anything that doesn't happen in your life, I didn't watch, mate.
It's like Peter Crouch and Abby's podcast. No, but it sounded really good.
What did I have Saturday?
What was on the top on your pizza?
It was just the wee man, just like standard.
Margarita.
So we got chicken strips, chips, watching Stranger Things, game on.
Few beers?
No.
What did you have? Here we go.
I got a new, I seen this Chinese on, we were playing at Ashfield on Saturday, we seen this place, Chinese in Uddingston, New Taste.
Right.
Incredible, mate.
Was it, aye?
Off, meal for two for £19, and then I added on a chicken chow mein and a spicy beef. Honestly, nice. Any day around about Uddingston area, got a New Taste, just sat with the grease on, man.
So what's your Chinese order?
Chicken curry, you're going to hate it, sometimes I like a vegetable chow mein.
Just
make Chinese and ask for vegetable chow mein.
I don't mind it, like the crunchy carrot and all that through
it. You're a weirdo, mate.
That's worse than a protein. You don't want a protein shake.
What did you have?
Saturday, my mum was up, she took us out for tea, went to a wee pub in Cumbernauld Village, the Koorie Inn. And I had a burger with bacon, the fucking works, it was dynamite.
Actually, I know what I had to say. We went to Nando's.
Oh, did you, mate? What was your Nando's
I
order?
I went straight for Ibrox. My nephew was boxing, won the Scottish for the fourth year.
Ah, good man.
So he's,
what's his name? Give me a shout. Well done, me man. Oscar Steele.
So he won his Scottish, fourth Scottish in a row on Saturday, so we went straight to Nando's after, because obviously he'd been trading weight, so he's starving. So Nando's, I'm a double chicken, hot wrap, spicy rice, spicy chips.
Big.
I like it spicy.
Lovely. Aye.
Uh-huh. What did your mag get?
Fish and chips.
Battered.
It was either battered or breaded. What a unbelievable food, by the way.
Few pints?
No, I didn't have half a drink.
What? Why?
Proud of you, Kev.
What that Condorit team would send you to drink after a performance Saturday?
Tell you what, Condorit is concerning.
Is it?
Concerning, aye.
A few contracts getting looked at.
I could be getting put on garden leave soon.
Morty, innit? Morty's coming in. Graham Morty's coming in for the rest of the season.
Played one of our new rivals at the weekend. We managed to sneak a 4-3 win.
Lucky one.
I know, but...
Are you not happy with the development of the team and the players?
Never kicked it enough, did they? They never booted it up.
What was that reflection?
Comfortable.
Try to pass it too much, he was raging.
We were comfortable. We just...
But comfortable is what Neil felt. At St Mirren on Saturday.
I want to get rid of that.
He is the underlines Neil Warnock.
I want to get rid of this rule. We'll pass it back to goalie and keep picking up.
Ah, load of shite. Shouldn't it be happening?
Keeper gets it right back. He's under pressure. Back to goalie. Oh, pick it up. Fucking hell, man.
Can't happen.
You've worked on a press all week and your goalie's just picking the ball up.
Pick it up.
Hey, what's the second subject?
Second subject's egg sandwiches. For or against.
Pointless.
Don't mind it.
That's as pointless as an egg. That's as pointless as a veg chow mein.
Nah, I don't mind it.
Wait, can you elaborate?
I'm going to ask you first.
A roll and fried egg and scone.
That's not bad.
Ah, it's unreal.
But no, nae scone to just on its own. Like a fried egg.
You know, I would have that all day.
Would
aye.
You?
Aye. No, I would never have
for
like
serial
a,
killers, that mate.
I would never have like a cold egg sandwich. Never.
No, but you're saying you would have a cold egg?
No, I wouldn't have a cold. I'd like a wee. No, maybe would I?
Hey, Mark's walking in buying a cold egg sandwich.
I wouldn't be my first choice. But if it was always there and I was starving, I wouldn't mind it.
Oh.
Wouldn't touch a egg sandwich.
Feels like somebody's farted in your mouth.
No, but see that fried egg and scone roll. With the yolks dripping
is there anything worse in life than a fried egg that's not been cooked properly than that fucking
like
goo
egg.
On the top of it?
Actually that layer of plastic you just peel off.
A layer of scum.
Oh, mate.
I do a scrambled egg roll.
So that's it. That's the same thing, though.
It's just a hot egg sandwich.
I think the picture of an egg roll is that fucking egg where they would boil it and then like.
And what?
Like crush it up with a fork and then stick it in a sandwich. That
no, but
is that no scrambled eggs?
No, I know what you're talking about, egg in a mug.
I want it hot in the pan, into the roll, bosh. McGree's roll.
That's what I'm saying. My mum does that, puts an egg, scrambled egg in a cup and fucks it in the microwave. That is proper scumbag behaviour. No.
If you're cooking scrambled egg in the microwave, just forget it. And if you're adding milk to it, game's over.
Last one and the big one for the week, big topic of the week, missionary position, for or against. Didn't go into too much detail because it'll probably get cut out.
Four.
But just for or against missionary
four.
Position.
Four.
There's always a place for it,
isn't there? Absolutely. Uh-huh.
Aye. You put it in the rotation, didn't you?
Aye.
You start getting it on 74 weeks, didn't you? It's like James Milner, isn't it? Missionary positions like James Milner, isn't it? You just fuck it in every now and again.
It's a God save. It's a lifesaver for me sometimes because I take a lot of cramp when I'm moving about.
Brilliant. Right, we're going to start with Hearts versus Celtic, only because it was yesterday, it's fresh in the memories. I want to ask you about the big incidents first. Was it two penalties and was it a red card?
I want to just say that I watched the Rangers game on Saturday and I watched the Celtic game on Saturday and I actually
hate Celtic was Sunday.
Sunday and I actually hate watching football because of VAR.
Correct. I'm a bit with you, mate.
No, I hate it. I actually sit there and watch it because I'm watching the Rangers game and there was loads of times where Rangers could have got something or Motherwell could have got something and you're just sitting there waiting for somebody to fucking blow the whistle and go to the monitor. And then obviously yesterday.
Was carnage. Winter, it was carnage.
Maybe the full weekend. It was
bad advert for it. Was, keep watching it, it was fucking frustrating, wasn't it?
Crap.
Penalty one, Celtic, no penalty. For me. Again, by that's not been talked about a lot, but let's be honest, Yang jumps into Cochrane.
Aye.
Jumps into Cochrane. Cochrane doesn't do much. Mm. Jumps into Cochrane, takes a hit and goes down. So easily, Cochrane doesn't make him go down, he goes down.
Yeah.
No penalty. Sending off, for me, no sending
never
off.
Sending off.
No.
Listen to Brendan Rodgers talk about it. There's still... when a foot's in somebody's face looks awful, but just watch it in real time. There's no.
But the ref's seen it in real time. Mate. I know. The ref's, what, 10 yards for it? He's actually seen it in real time.
And then what you've seen after that is what I said to you yesterday. We've seen the no look pass. Big Brothers, you must have seen the no look. We had the no look red card. Don Robertson comes on and gives Yang a red card and doesn't even look at him.
Sorry.
It's incredibly disrespectful. And
Don Robertson does that with the VAR as well.
Oh my God.
And then give him the no look red.
Back
like, just address him properly, but it's not.
Undress him, no, I dress him.
Have you noticed it though?
They never even noticed
comes
it.
Yang's
standing, I think he's on that side actually, just goes red. Doesn't even look at him.
Well, it's funny, isn't it?
Harrison.
David Marshall texts Yang after the game, didn't he? Say amazing, mate. Remember, he punched me off in the face, he's like, that was fucking brilliant, pal.
I'm going to go, this is controversial. I'm going first pen, embarrassing. Second pen, embarrassing. But I think the red card's a red card on the rules. I don't think it should be a red card. Yep.
But with the rules. Why? Endangering an opponent?
Endangering an opponent. And again, I think when you look at, I'll take Awata's penalty, for example, we're so inconsistent still in the types of incidents where it's
handball
deflected, where it is for his body. But I think the high foot, they've been quite consistent with that in terms of there's been 3-4 incidents over the last sort of season and a half where boys are getting sent off with that. Again, I'm still saying I know how Yang feels. He's maybe took a big touch and he wants to pluck the ball down there and Cochrane's travelled 10-15 yards to then head the ball. So he's already committed to putting his high up, his foot up to obviously touch the ball. So I feel for him, but I can see why that red card's given. But the two penalties for me in particular are so bad.
See that Wata one, like, he doesn't actually know where the ball is. How can you handball the ball if you didn't? He's not even looking at the
and
ball.
And it deflects half a Johnson half a yard away. It's like.
Yeah, it's poor.
Mad.
That it just really makes that referees that don't understand the game from a footballing point of view. They understand the rules and the law.
But that's all that is actually all they're implementing. They don't know about the game.
No. That's why I would like to see Scottish football at the end of this year just say, fuck it, we'll be the leaders and say, get that Varty fuck. Because your referees are shite at best of times. This is making them even worse.
Mm. What were your thoughts on the game? I actually thought Celtic played well with 10 men.
By the way,
I thought Hearts were better when it was 11 men.
So did I.
Pitch, both teams.
I thought when it went to 10, Celtic actually played out through the back. They were playing through really well with 10 men.
See when Celtic are doing the 10 men, it's like they train it, they're ready for it, they know what they're slipping into straight away, and they still dominate. They still dominate, they still create. It's a sign of a good team, sign of a well-coached team.
They missed McGregor yesterday, though.
Definitely.
Big time.
Definitely.
Even though he's not been playing great, by the way, like at the top of his game, they miss him badly.
Because I actually thought Hearts midfield three were really good yesterday. I thought they were athletic. I thought they tried to get after Celtic at times. And I think Awat has played in a couple of games now where he obviously played in the deeper role against Motherwell last week, when he probably did have quite a lot of time every time he got the ball. But you see how many touches he's taken every time he got the ball yesterday. Felt as if he was under no pressure. Mm. There was the one where Benny's came for his blind side, nicked it. He's took the big touch, nicked it. He's lost the ball maybe 3-4 times where Callum McGregor isn't he basically in their positions. Yeah. And then when you go down to 10 men, Callum McGregor can do that sort of two roles, can't he, where he can be that sitter, dictate the game tempo, he can be industrious and break through the lines. I think they missed him big time yesterday.
Another great finish for Shanklin, Kev.
Aye, good player.
Can't leave Moniz in the box, can you?
Nah. Even you look at the one that that got disallowed, even that's a good finish. Composed, passed it in beside Joe Hart. But the only thing I was annoyed with Hart's was when Celtic went down to 10 men, they're taking long throw-ins. They've got an extra man. Why not work that and get a better ball in the box?
Celtic are weak in those situations, so. That's why.
I felt like Scales and Carter Vickers dealt with them quite comfortably. And I thought after like the second or third one, why no? Take a short one and use your extra man to advantage and work it and get a better angle to put the ball in. Mm-hmm. But then obviously Hearts played actually.
Hearts didn't look comfortable having an extra man, did they? It was like you're going to have to go now, keep possession and play.
I think we've all been there though. Like, there is that.
Because you've worked probably on not having the ball for this league, haven't you? And you know
that people think, oh, they're down to 10 minutes, it's going to be easy. No, it's not the case, is it? It's never been the case. And Celtic are still a very good team. They've still got good players. It's going to be difficult.
Well, see, on that, I'm going to ask for him.
No, and Hearts are in that position where they're in the lead 5-10 minutes, whatever it may be, after the sending off. So I think they know at that point psychologically we're trying to hold on to what we've got. Mm. I think that the goal that gets disallowed just before half time is big, because I think Hearts might then in the second half be a wee bit more controlled.
Whoever done the lines on that one, 10 Guinness deep as well, innit? Their lines were fucking awesome.
Carter Vickers looked like Mr. Spaghetti, man. He's like that. But Alan Forrest, man, why did you release the ball? How long did Shanklin hold his line for before he ended up setting him up? And turns to be, it was offside to be fair.
Have you ever went down to 10 men and won the game?
Went down to 10 men once and was 1-0 down, I think we were. And then we came back to 2-1 and ended up losing 3-2, and we should have probably won the game.
10 men's nothing, big man.
I was going to just say, we were a nightmare, didn't we?
Cup final.
Did you? Who against?
Against, honestly, where have you been living?
I can't remember
last week.
Nine men, what year was that? 2010,
too much. Rangers, St Mirren,
League Cup final, 9 men. Tomo sent off, Danny Wilson sent off.
K-Dog.
Yeah, what formation did you go to when you were down to 9? Just a free-for-all?
Aye, everywhere. Defend, everybody back defending. Anybody who's got the legs who can attack, just go and attack as well.
How many men do you have at half-time?
10.
And what was it? Was it Walter?
No, was it 10? Aye, Walter. Aye.
Was that when Walter, Ali McCoy was taking the team for the Cup games? Aye. What was said at half-time? Just...
Can't even remember. Walter, obviously, the gaffer would have taken charge, and he did take charge in the second half as soon as...
That's the worst one, right, Ali, take the Cup games, but as soon as it's the final, fuck off, I'm
not
dead.
When Danny got sent off, the gaffer had to come down, and he was organising, pulling. I mean, you were across, you need to fill in there, you need to do this, you need to do that. It was literally just for the midfielders and the forwards, it was a case of just get back and fill in gaps. Because by the way, 9 men, I've been doing the 9 men twice, played when I was at Partick, we went doing the 9 men as well. And the space and pitches when you've got 2 men shy, it's outrageous.
Massive. Massive.
The amount of the spaces you need to cover, the distances you need to run.
So how long in the game ago did you go down to 9 men?
It was about last 20 minutes maybe. Last 20 minutes, Dan, maybe even earlier.
And you win the game, what, 1-0?
1-0, right.
Who scored?
Yep, popped up with a header.
You did?
84th minute, aye.
But by the way, see if you see the goal, right, you think St Mirren are down to 9 men when Rangers break out a pitch. Where is St Mirren's team?
It's like they actually smelt blood and thought, we can win this now.
But was there a case of that as well, where you felt like St Mirren weren't comfortable having extra 2 men where they had to go and keep the ball?
It didn't feel comfortable for us, put that way, chasing out on that pitch, that Hampden pitch. But I think they just thought, we can win now, we've got 2 extra men, and they threw bodies forward, and we broke it with Athleta, 3v3.
You can tell it's Celtic do work on, he said it before, didn't he? Remember it was the Ibrox game when Edward scored, he says they do work on playing with 10 men, don't they?
Even when it went to 10, I still felt that Celtic had a chance in the game, because at that time at Hearts, like Andy said, they kind of struggled to figure out how to play with the extra man. So obviously, if Celtic just keep moving the ball quicker, you needed one of the midfield players to try and take a chance, get by somebody, and then get beyond the lines that they can maybe then create some, which they did. And I thought Ida up front, or Ida, whatever you call him.
Couple of good chances though, Kevin,
I know. And then the one where they ended up scoring from Matt O'Reilly, he strays offside. Did he have to go so early? Because he know I held his line a wee bit longer. So just in that moment, you've got to try and make better choices.
You sound so sexy with that voice, man. There'll be women listening to that, they'll be buzzing, man.
There was a game where we were 9 men. And see that shape there?
Show the camera that.
That was... That was
eight men. Halliday's on the pitch. That was playing with eight.
That was 40 minutes at that shit.
Oh, wow. 40 minutes. And did you win the game?
No, one each.
One
wow.
Each.
We're concerned how
you right, where do we stand on Celtic's chance to win the title after yesterday? They're not going to get many chances. Rangers dropping points, though.
For me, nothing changes.
No.
Will it come down to the two games?
Listen, it'll still come down to... How many games have we got left? Nine.
Nine? We're down to nine? We're down to single digits?
Five before the split.
Right,
nine,
so ten. the way I say it is...
Is it ten? I thought it was nine.
Is it?
Sure it's nine, mate. Nine.
Four. Some teams have got five.
I'm sure it was ten before the weekend. I'm getting information wrong.
It's simple. You win all your games, you win the league. Both teams. There you go.
Do you see them winning the majority of the games?
I'm sure it's not that simple, is it?
It's not simple, but... I would like to think that I kind of see Rangers making that same mistake they did on Saturday.
29 games played.
Do you have Rangers favourites?
Nine to go.
Sorry?
Do you have Rangers favourites?
I don't actually, no.
Why not?
The reason I say that is because I feel that Rangers struggle against Celtic for whatever reason. And all the managers before, and I know the game at Parkhead where the Celtic won 2-1, that was Clement's first. Sometimes it could just be that small thing, that small detail in terms of a mindset thing. Can we beat our greatest rivals? And they haven't for this year. So I think if Rangers win the game at Ibrox, for me that's it, it's done. But Celtic need to go there and win. But I think I don't. Rangers are favourites in betting and everyone else, and they're sitting top of the league. But for me, I just wouldn't write off Brendan Rodgers when it comes to Rangers Celtic.
Who are you going favourites?
I still make Celtic slight favourites. Purely because I think if Rangers signed that prolific number 9 in January, I'd make them favourites right now. But I think even in the game that we'll get onto on Saturday against us, Dessers has 3-4 chances again. Fabio Silva has 2-3 great chances.
I told you.
Right.
What?
I just think if they've got that 25-30 goal season striker where if he gets 2-3 chances, he's scoring 1 or 2, no, 8 chances before he scores 1. And I do think what you've seen on Saturday, I wouldn't be surprised if that came up again at one point.
See, just on that, he'll go sit on a bench, just kills me, mate. Such a...
But it should be, no?
On the bench?
Over the last, he was brilliant, that. But over the last two, three games, he's...
I know, but I just...
When he comes on, I think when he comes on against, in that situation, I think he's got more of an opportunity because the game is a bit more open.
See, if he does chances for Kyogo, he goes.
Possibly.
Sure. Nah?
I don't know, yeah.
You going with Ida?
No, I'm not. I think Ida deserves to play at this moment in time.
Aye.
I think Adon Kulo's been good this season. I know he's been in and out, but there's a reason why he's been in and out. If he was at the same levels, he would be playing every single week.
Yep.
There's no getting away for that. So you've got, by everybody's going into January, even in the summer, Celtic need to sign a striker. They need a backup to Kulo. If Kulo's injured with his shoulders or whatever it is, or his lack of form, well, they've signed one now, and he's come in and scored big goals for them in big moments. And Kyogo's not been at the top of his game, so the boy deserves to play.
See, if I offered his Rangers a striker,
Kyogo
or Ida?
Yeah, Kyogo.
Who do you make favourites, Ken?
I think Rangers 2 points ahead have got to be favourites. Will it come down to the Old Firm games? I think I think Kev's right, at this moment in time, Rangers have toiled again. If the game was the more, I still think Celtic are a good team with good players that... they would maybe be favourites in the game, if that makes sense.
Mm.
You know, but with a 2-point lead with 9 games to go, I think you've got to be favourites. And I still forget, like Saturday, I think they need to just dust themselves down. They've got beat, their long winning run's done. The last time they lost was to Celtic, and they've won every game since, you know. So I think Rangers under Clement will get right back on it, and they'll bounce back. But listen, Celtic are a good team. I still think I'll go to the wire.
What's the tightest you've ever had it?
We've last day of the season.
what season was that? What season was the tightest?
That was 08-09.
And was it constantly used top, them top?
Yeah. Well, Celtic had a decent lead, top, to be top. Fair. Celtic had a good lead going into the split. So we, in the last Old Firm game of the season, we needed to win. If we even a draw, it probably would have been too much. And it was a Devo goal when Devo knee slides and scores a goal, we won 1-0, and that got us right back in it. I think there was like 3 games left after that. We actually drew with Hibs, but then Celtic then went and drew with Hibs as well. So it was going into the last day. So if we beat Dundee United, we won. And we won 3-0.
I went and watched Celtic to the week against Dundee.
Right, good.
And it very, very resembled like an Ange Postecoglou type performance. And I was looking at it thinking, how's that not been there all year? And what I think it did, it's confidence.
Thanks.
Aye.
I think it's the cross is a wee bit deeper than when Ange's team played. The crosses came from bylines.
They scored the first goal, then they quickly got the second, they quickly got a third. So the game then, for me, is done. So then the players then start to express themselves a wee bit better. And it went on, it was comfortable. It could have been fucking 10, it could have been 12. Mm. And then even yesterday, they started well, passed the ball about quite well, got into good areas. But I don't know, I think the Celtic Rangers games could come down to a scenario where Celtic go and beat Rangers at Ibrox. I mean, there's going to turn them back over at Parkhead. I can see that happening.
Yeah. Right, on at Rangers. 12 game winning run comes to an end. Did you see it coming? And how did Motherwell do it, Andy? Gives you a wee insight. Come on. Bit of tactical.
Thought a lot of brave, to be fair. Had a go. Kenny was there, so he can tell me if I'm talking rubbish or not. But got after him for the first whistle, and I think it spooked Rangers a wee bit because it was a couple of instances in the sort of first couple of minutes of the game where Rangers had maybe made 2-3 passes along the back. We had obviously set our trigger and we won it. And then after that, for 4-5 minutes, the game was kind of played around Rangers' box. And I think you gained so much confidence over starting well against Rangers and Celtic. And that was like the first 5 minutes. And we never really created much in terms of it, but territory was just on Rangers' box. And I think it was like something like 7 or 8 minutes before Rangers even sort of got at the half, basically.
So where are you saying where did you go and engage them? Was it halfway line, higher edge of their box?
No, we just sort of sat in our shape, but we had a trigger that we knew when it went there we were all pressing. And like I said, it worked a couple of times in the first sort of 5 minutes.
See, if you're that player that the trigger's on you, you're devastated, isn't it? And you can tell when it's you in it. As soon as the ball comes to you, they start pressing, man.
See,
well, Scolting
see,
it.
No, well, see, the boy who pressed a joke, to be honest, but there's obviously that's just who it was, because you set one player and everybody knows that's where you jump on.
I didn't even think it was like a brilliant press or setup. It was like the first kickoff went right in behind, and there's a throw in the bottom corner which allows you to get as far away from your goal as possible. Yeah. And they're up the halfway and then the ball comes back out, then it was flipped back in, and it gave, I think, Bale chased, and there was like 2-3 throws right in that bottom corner, and you're like, I was looking at the clock, it's like, there's 3 minutes in and like Rangers have actually not even basically been out their half, and Motherwell are having that territory. See, the week before they were already 1-0 up. Diamandi scored against Hearts. It then leads to a 5-0. This game, 3 minutes in, 3.5 minutes in, they haven't even been out their half, so all that fast start is kind of has been nullified, you know. Like, just I thought Motherwell were really, really good in the game. Like, I always think if you've got somebody, a forward, or if you can put, if you're against Rangers, against Celtic, put their back line under a bit of pressure, because they do go really aggressive with their full back. If you can get their centre backs working, and to be fair, Big Bear was excellent, you know, and he's a big, powerful runner.
He comes to here every day, Big Bear.
he
owns it, isn't it? It's his place.
Excellent. He was unplayable, to be fair.
To be fair, John Suter, we're offering you a half price discount if you want to get down after that first goal.
John Suter.
Use the code Suter20 for 20% off.
John Suter and Conor Gold's trying to get themselves down here pronto.
To be fair, I don't know if Suter gets bossed or he's just off balance, isn't he? It's too eager.
He's tired.
You get to go and try and win the ball.
You need to win it there.
But I tell you what, there wouldn't have been many neutrals in the stadium, got me wrong, but it was some game, wasn't it? Like,
it was
Rangers
game,
had 31 shots, we've had 15. There's 46 shots at goal, and we could have scored a few, mate, genuinely. And listen, Rangers, you always know you're going to be hanging on for periods of time when you go into Ibrox, and they
like, you need a bit
2-3-4
of luck. You need
massive
a bit of luck.
Chances.
Like, the road's your luck, you need a bit of that. You need your goalkeeper to have a good day. Shotgun was great, you know, so he's it was a perfect blend. You took your moments. You're right, on the counter in the second half,
so many opportunities.
Three, four opportunities where the quality just wasn't there, the decision making wasn't there, or the execution.
Peyton,
no, Blair
was
like, one, somebody seen Peyton 2 yards to go and decided to kick out for a goal kick instead of passing him.
There was like 3-4 opportunities where we had 2v1s, 3v2s, 1v1s, and it no really amounting to much, to be honest. Obviously Blair Spittle hits the bar in the second half, but no, we had opportunities, but then Rangers have Conor Goldson misses a sitter header the last minute.
Silva
with the volley.
Silva has an empty foot with 2-3 his chances.
Sock for a diarrhea, that one.
It was an empty boot, he said.
Liam Kelly played well, gave him credit.
The double save was good, wasn't it? For Lundstrom and then Ridvan.
He's had a bit of stick recently, so he played well, so fair play to him.
Anyone else, Motherwell, worth a shout out?
I thought Jack Vale was brilliant.
Somebody's mentioned him, eh?
Yeah, I thought he was brilliant. Right, 76.
What's he good at, kid?
I think, the way, again, this is where I think Motherwell deserve credit. He was, again, I don't know whether they play him up there as a two up front, or if he's playing kind of just off Bear alongside kind of Spittle. but he was picking up a lot of good spaces just in behind the Rangers midfield. Mugabe found him with a brilliant pass right through the middle.
Sorry, say that again. Team. Who?
Honestly, incredible. He stepped out and he was under pressure, and I could feel everybody think, oh, here we go, he's going to turn over. And he just went zing right through the middle of Rangers midfield, and Vale gets it just in behind. So he was picking up really good positions. Wide, he was wide a lot. He was in behind behind there. He was just superb. Really efficient with the ball as well. Worked his socks off.
Aye.
Came off after 76 minutes.
He's on loan for Blackburn. He's done really well for us. But what he does well, which I thought he'd done well against Celtic and Aberdeen at Pittodrie as well, is when we're sort of camped in with a bit of pressure against us, he takes a good amount of touches where he allows boys to get up support, the pitch, yeah, and then he'll manipulate his body and you get a switch of play, and that's all pressure relieved. So maybe take 2-3 touches just to allow boys up the pitch and then get a switch of play. But I agree, I thought he was excellent, but Theo was the one. Theo was unplayable at times.
What season he's heading in, a big bear.
I thought Motherwell were, I thought that when they had the ball, I thought they were very composed. Didn't they panic? Considering the way team in front of a big Rangers crowd, I thought they tried to pop it. I like Spittle. Spittle's a great player.
Yeah.
But the boy Blair, what he did.
Tony
well,
Blair?
Nah, Stephen. what he did really well was when Motherwell had that out ball, didn't he half stick, did it?
He's just a monster, though. Isn't he? He's just a monster.
But that's like, where you.
He's the death of having a beef.
That's where you don't get in a battle. You
that's his breakfast, mate. That thing. He eats for his breakfast. Look.
Let him take his touch and then try and nick the second one. But I thought they were excellent. Just if he'd have made a few better decisions, then it could have been 2 or 3 for Motherwell.
And Paul McGinn cleared on off the line.
Aye.
How's his teeth after it?
I seen people were asking me if it was me, and I felt devastated after the game. They got me mixed up with Paul McGinn.
Andy was shouting.
Coming to say that, the commentator said that it's Andy Halliday.
If that was him, it'd be like that. Fucking try heeding it, man. Now, how was you? Did he get around that pause?
No.
Did you not?
When you're 2-1 down, mate, I don't think anyone's applauding then.
I thought he actually should have came on earlier. I thought when he...
What, did he then just make a chance?
Absolutely.
Paul McGinn cleared that offline and he's going, Paul, you did not, Paul!
What about the Dan Casey challenge? People are wanting red cards for it, what do you think?
No, for me.
Nah.
Wins the ball?
Nah.
Why? Because
he's a ball. He's nowhere near McCausland when he kicks the ball. It's the follow through.
Yeah.
And if the... Again, you know when somebody's... See, when you slide through and then you raise your foot, you know kind of half what you're doing. By the way, sometimes you're protecting yourself, but you kind of know what you're doing. That never happened. It was the follow through of his actually body when he went through him. Listen, it was fast, it was aggressive, but he's won the ball way, way before the contact and he's just followed through.
I think it is, and I've seen Rangers fans complain about it, that it's similar to the Dujon Sterling card, but we all thought that Sterling's wasn't a red card either. Do you know what I mean? It's like, for me, it's so difficult for Dan. He's going in at pace. He travels 20 yards to win the ball. When he clears it, where can he go?
See if he
six does cash flush on Ross's knee, and his knee's maybe his legs planted or something.
It's dangerous.
I don't think you've got any argument. I think you're going to go.
Yeah.
But it looks as if Ross almost rides a tackle, which is obviously good.
But he never went with the foot either. So Sterling won. Caught, I think it was McKenzie's big toenail, by the way, with his studs. So, but there was still contact boot on boot. I don't think there was with Casey. I just think he's slid and that's his momentum through, and he actually goes through on with his kind of whole body.
Even the same yesterday with Matt O'Reilly. See the one early, I think it was the first 15-20 minutes where Matt O'Reilly slid to try and win the ball, and he's win the ball, put it out, and then the ref booked him.
I hate it.
If you're going to book him, you're deeming that dangerous, so why not send him off?
Was that an old look booking, or did he look at him in the face?
No, I just went like
that. Would the Rangers players have watched the Celtic game on a Sunday, Jank?
Nah.
Were you like that back then?
I would have.
You would have watched
that? I would have watched it anyway.
But
I've got an interest in that, so I would definitely have watched that.
I know it's an old cliche, but in Hearts is going to be a difficult game for Celtic anyway, but because Rangers drop points, you just think Celtic are going to win. But they've got that boost. They know they've got an opportunity to go top of the league, so I think it was more surprising that they never capitalised on that opportunity.
I made that mistake of sending a good Rangers friend of mine one of the daft gifts. So I got a few back last night.
As players, is that a morale boost that Celtic going to get beat on the Sunday?
Of course it is.
We talked about it yesterday, didn't we? It's twofold. Like you're buzzing because you've still got your lead at the top of it, and you've not been punished for a slip up that shouldn't have happened. But then you're also, it could have been 5 points clear. You know, you're also thinking if we take care, because again, if we take care of our business, we don't need to worry what's going on in the day. We would have went 5 points clear and Celtic could have slipped up. So it's a bit of both. But listen, it's like you say, it's as we were. You're 2 points clear, you've got 9 games to go. You win your games, you win the league.
And it, see, I don't think Rangers played as bad as what people are saying.
Rangers played well, mate.
Rangers
played well.
It's the old-fashioned, well, the result determines how teams play at times, and people are saying, ah, Rangers were really poor. I don't think they were. I didn't think they started great in the first sort of 10, 15 minutes, but after that, I thought it was just a very good game. I think both teams had chances. Rangers had loads of chances. So I don't think it's a performance that's worrying enough moving forward.
Cortez is injured?
He could be. This. He could be. I think they're talking there might be operation required, so wow. He could be the season.
But by the way, the bodies Rangers have got missing again. Exactly. It's such a...
Who comes in for him on that left wing?
Well, mate, the wingers was Ross McCausland, who's obviously Sterling. A young boy who's new injured, that could be a period, and Dujon Sterling, who's a right back. Yeah. So it's difficult, isn't it? And they've not really got... Who have they got to replace?
Matondo must
Scott
be back,
who's
Scott Wright.
Sort of been out of favour.
Yeah.
Seen me Matondo at the West End and Juicy. Lovely boy.
Was he, aye?
Uh-huh. Great guy.
Picked him up one day.
Handsome Silver boy, by you.
Aye.
Handsome Silver, boy, aye. Uh-huh.
Silva might play.
He could play. He's probably a bit more suited out there, isn't he?
I'm not sure.
As far away from the goal as possible for Silva.
I'm not sure.
See on that. See if you're who. Say there is the next game is Celtic. Who are you playing as your number nine? Who
Dessers
are
you going with? Dessers plays for me.
Because what does he give you over Silva?
More. Simple.
As what, a physicality or?
More physicality. He gets in better areas. To be honest with you.
More chances. I think he'd probably score more goals as well over the course of a season. That's crazy to be saying that, but I think
Andy's right. If Rangers had a proper number nine, they could be a sight.
Shanklin, man.
I know. I just look at that game Saturday and think, if I did Lauren Shanklin up front on Saturday.
5-2.
Aye. It'd have been comfortable.
Motherwell only 2 points behind sixth place. Can they do it, Kevin?
I tell you what happened, Simon.
Good, look at this in this sexy voice. See, before you do that, Gungi is a wee, I'm rubbing your hamstrings with that voice.
The boys went to the Horseshoe Bar that night, took some advice from the open goal boys. That's it.
He kept going at me, how do I make it 18 without a win? And I went, no, Stuart, start a win. He's like, you think?
Get yourself
like, sign it and
okay. Get yourself singing some tunes.
And look what's happened. Can they do it? No. No, I just didn't admit it.
It's your opinion, mate, aye?
Top six.
I think it'll be between Hibs and Dundee for that last one. I think Hibs have came good. I think Hibs have signed really well.
Have we just forgot? We're just ruling out Aberdeen now. All they got.
Aberdeen will not finish top six.
Even the fixtures they've got.
I think they'll finish second bottom. No. Putting my neck on the line, mate. I'm telling you. That is a sinking ship, mate.
By the way.
By a guy in the fringe driving the ship.
Do you think Aberdeen will finish second bottom?
I think they'll finish second bottom.
Do you?
Uh-huh. I do. I think all the Ross County players look like they're into Don Cowie, they're buying it. I thought they were alright against Hibs.
What's the first, sign of our club?
Aberdeen are miles
first,
off.
First
it.
Sign of our club struggling is when the chairman starts tweeting.
Tweeting? The owner's tweeting, mate.
The owner's tweeting.
Tweeting. Oh, it's Aberdeen we're talking about.
Do you know what he tweeted? Don't worry, we're taking the lads paintballing because that is the sure thing when you're struggling.
Psychologists and paintballing in it, Todd, in the day, isn't it?
He's got them doing it at Chester.
Don McNaughton's in the day, mate.
On the fucking trees doing team bonding.
There's no way Aberdeen finish second bottom.
Right, okay, well, we'll come to that, but just quickly, what's your thoughts on the sixth place Hibs, Dundee, Motherwell, can Motherwell do
it? I think any of them, whoever puts a good run on, and then obviously when it comes to
Dundee's fixtures were hard. I was looking at them like they've had a hard wee run of fixtures, and I think they've got Rangers in their next game as well. So I think they've had a brilliant season and they put themselves. I'll tell you what was a big one, going to Easter Road and they lost that goal.
Aye.
To go 2-1. When they equalised and they lost the goal right after, they could have kept Hibs that 5 points behind them. And Hibs have since then beat Dundee, they drew with Hearts, and then they go and beat Ross County. So they've and Dundee have lost. So
one thing I'll say about Motherwell is they've got a goal scorer scoring goals, haven't they? Whereas Hibs, have they got a goal scorer that's going to get?
Listen, Hibs have been so inconsistent. I've done what you've done. I say Hibs will not make the top six, and I'll still stand by it. The fact that they've won two games, but they could go and not win in the next five. You know, the fixtures are nice, to be fair. I check their fixtures. They've got Livingston, you've got the Motherwell, Ross County, and who's the other one? Really? In Rangers.
Right, we're going to come to all these teams, but on Motherwell, I'm always saying that because I'm always wrong and then you'll end up getting just last few bit on that game, Stephen Davis was honoured before the game. Kenny, what a player, eh?
Incredible footballer.
Some of your best memories playing with him.
You know, like, again, that moment was a big moment in that Old Firm game where he scored the winner, the 1-0. And he said, I think that was his first goal in the Old Firm as well, actually. So it was a big moment. But he's just a wonderful player. He's one of these guys that just does the right thing 99 times out of 100.
Decision making.
Exactly. Decision making. He done it right 99 times out of 100. I mean, way better than probably what I'm making out to be honest. I mean, he's a wonderful player. We had a Barry Ferguson, Pedro Mendes, Stevie Davis.
Would you put Davis up there with Ferguson and Mendes? Just as good or just a wee bit off they two maybe?
Listen, I'd put Dave up there. I think, I mean, for me, Fergie was always a standard, always the driving force in any team that he played in. But Dave was an incredible player. Like, look at like longevity as well. Like, he's had his career and what was it, 140 caps or 140 odd caps he's got for his country. It's just an incredible
done it
career.
In the Prem as well, didn't he?
Played Premier League again. No, incredible player.
And by the way, if it wasn't for his injury, he'd probably still be playing there now.
He would be still playing. I think he was still trying to. Even with that injury, even when he was putting that interim chance for those two games, I think he wanted to. He was obviously going to do it, but I think he was in his mind, he was still trying to get fit to get back playing.
Playing, right.
So I think that, listen, he's at a stage where he's going to have opportunities to maybe go into coaching or work with guys that he's known. So I think he's taking a bit as a player, a teammate, incredible.
How does he look with the top off?
Right? He was shredded as well.
And he does, talking to the subjects as well, he looks like a guy that loves missionary as well, Steve Davis, didn't he? I don't think he ever changes for missionary.
No, just like his mate he just sticks that. Keep it simple.
Just keep it simple.
Quite complicating things.
What a career, though. What a player as well. Do you play against him, Kev?
I don't think I ever did, no. He played, who was it?
Even like tight situations.
He started at Villa, went fully in that, didn't he?
Played at Fulham. That's right.
I've said that to you loads of times before, innit, where you feel as if you're doing him a disservice by saying it, but it's the highest compliment where he just does the basics better than anyone else. It's like he'll not lose the ball, he'll make the right decisions, he'll play forward when he can.
He's also adapted his game that bit as well. As you get older, obviously you become probably more intelligent as well. And he was all action. He played right at four. And what was team?
You need to be a good player to be a centre midfielder that can play on the right, because honking at it.
But he was up and down and he scored goals, he assisted, and then when he came back, he was the controller. You know, he just sat and again, it's the exact same thing in terms of making the right decision. He just like reading of the game and the positions that he would pick up. So anytime balls would come out, he would always be there just to regain it, go and start the next attack. He just could read the game, just very highly intelligent footballer.
Brilliant. St Mirren v Aberdeen, scenes at the end. Aberdeen won up. We are sitting in the motor waiting on our Chinese newsflash on Clyde St Mirren. 2 minutes later, I'm no way.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
2-1.
Incredible. That's incredible scenes.
First thing is you need to give St Mirren so much credit.
Yep.
And then second, how worried should Aberdeen fans be right now?
Listen, I'd be concerned if I was Aberdeen, and it's not just about the results and about them falling down the table. I just think that as a football club, we put them right up there alongside Hearts and Hibs as like the kind of third force in our country. And at this moment in time, like I just don't know what they're doing. You know, they're going to, like, St Mirren are no possession team, by the way. Never been. Dominate them.
68%?
I think it was.
68%.
Dominate them.
69.
So, by the way, St Mirren don't even want the ball, by the way. But they've managed to get 68% of the ball. They've outpossessed them. They've had chance. Again, I think when Neil Warnock was saying that he felt comfortable, things. Listen, St Mirren probably deserved something for that game. You know, did they deserve to go and get the win the way they got at the end? Maybe not. But listen, you have to give them credit for sticking with it right to the end. But for me, Aberdeen, I just don't know where they're going at this moment. And that's six
as
games,
a failed club, you
six league games they've got, and they've not got a win. Three of them have been at home, three away, and they've not got a win under Neil. Their only win was Bonnyrigg Rovers in the cup. And by the way, even that was a bit ropey at times as well. So I don't know. Their fixtures are all right. I said they've no Rangers, they've no Celtic, they've no Hibs, they've no Hearts. But by the way, that was. I said that two games ago when it was St Johnstone and St Mirren, and they've not won their games, they've lost to both of them. So I don't know where they go. Like, could they still get top six? The fixtures are there for them to win. But at this moment, they can't win. They can't win. They cannot win. So I just think that they've gave Hibs, they've gave Dundee too much of a lead. But even Motherwell, you know, it's a massive game next week. You know, so it's
a defeat's a defeat, but that type of defeat
it can
is
be so destroying.
Kicking the boys, mate,
psychological disaster.
And they weren't in a great place anyway.
94th minute, mate, you're 1-0 up and you lose 2-1. It just can't happen, can it?
We can't go past Conor Barnes' goal. Wow.
What a finish, man.
What a hit. He's got that in his locker, Barnes, isn't he? Good player.
Yep.
Is he still out of contract in the summer?
I think so.
He is, mate. Yep. He's close to going to Swansea, isn't he, supposedly?
He's a good player. Listen, I've always rated him. I think he's a lot better than what people think. He's just a dog. I don't think he's just a dog. He's a good football player. I know
I've played with a couple of times at Ibrox, actually. I've seen him a few times there. He done well, and there was more about him. Listen, he is a dog. But he's a good dog.
Are you surprised that St Mirren had 68% possession?
I am surprised. That Aberdeen have got it.
Barron, Clarkson, good football players. McGrath.
That's what I'm saying. They're not playing though.
No,
they're not getting a game. But you look at that front.
And is this because he said they're too soft? Is that why he's not playing these type of players?
Don't know, but they're good players, you know, and they've been brought to play. That's the thing that they've been brought to.
His version of soft though is fucking. If you're not a 6'4" monster, you're just immediately soft.
By the way, they're not even playing. Like I had a look at their team, so. You've got Shinny and Barron in the midfield, and you've got Hoyle, and you've got Mjofsky. Who was up front on the other side?
Is it Duke?
Duke played, yeah. Duke, so they're no like big. Because I was thinking exactly that. Has he just maybe filled the team fully, maybe bigger kind of athletes? You're looking at set plays, you're looking at the kind of, again, basic stuff in the game that you can take advantage of. But it wasn't really that. They've still got good foot. By the way, without Clarkson and without McGrath, they still had good players in that team that. I probably won't.
Should still be dominating
more.
The game, man.
Absolutely, should be. But again, it's just no. That's
so what is it? Are they just going? Are they going direct?
That's what his teams do. They play direct football, you know, and it's served them well over a long career. But I don't know if this team's
suited to playing that way.
He would always have the personnel to go direct. He was a big guy up front. He'd be a big centre half, so they'd like long throw-ins, corners. I mean, they would work on that.
It's percentage stuff.
Aye,
you know, it's just percentage
stuff. Aye, get up the park, try and get the second balls. We're in there half. We'll put them under pressure. Eventually, we'll try and nick a goal. Or
and the thing is, Aberdeen need to be better than that.
Aye,
of course.
For me,
but whereas you look at that, look at the penalty decision. Like that ball gets cleared out, Nicky Devon jogs out, looking just to kick it. Just go and deal with it.
Are you with me? Do you think they could finish that second bottom?
Well, what happens is it becomes a psychological thing where, you've got good players and you've got, an experienced manager who knows what he's doing, but you get in a rot of losing games. What did you say, six?
No, that's his six. I think there's four before that as well.
Before that, you keep going out and getting sucker punches like the one on Saturday where you've lost two goals in the last 2 minutes. That could happen for the next two, 3 weeks, and before you know it, fucking boys' heads have gone, and then you're sitting second bottom. There's always a possibility, but I would like to think that Aberdeen's got enough good players that they can get themselves out of there.
That's what
you're
I thought.
No way. Sorry, Ken.
Sorry? No way, bottom two.
No. I don't. So I just think there's too much quality in the team that even if the.
But that quality in that team are getting beat 2-0 on Vincent Johnson.
I know, mate.
What does quality in that team mean?
Well, there you go. Because sometimes it could maybe no, but it could be the character.
All right. By characters.
Maybe you've got guys thinking, well, I'm not going to be here next year anyway. By the way, you've got Barron. I'm not saying Barron, but he's out of contract. You've got Mjofsky, who he's got to move, surely, in the summer. So maybe they might just not be engaged, you know, and they're definitely not performing, because that's under Warnock. It's been six games. I think there was maybe four. I think it's maybe no one in 10, maybe.
Wow.
In the league, maybe.
See, as a player, do you take notice of that? Like the chairman coming tweeting after games?
I don't think any chairman should ever be tweeting.
Owner,
whatever he is. I know he's a born and bred Aberdonian. I know he loves the club. We've heard him crying on the fucking telly. I'm right though, he did. Am I right?
Was there actual tears there?
Aye. There was, for me. So, don't tweet. You think you're taking away?
You shouldn't be acting.
No,
10 games. It's been 10 league games.
Get Willie McMillar off a BBC commentary, because Willie's finding it tougher now. Hit the commentating that, but nah, I just think don't bother. Don't try and bring as little noise to the club as you possibly can.
I think it's because I think Aberdeen fans are saying, oh, when we're winning, like Dave Cormack's never out the media and he's never out Twitter and blah blah blah. So. He's then thought, oh, I need to tweet him.
I'm a tweet here. I'm a tweet.
He's got about six drafts in his Twitter. He's like, send that one.
Then deleting it. Come back again.
See, you've been a manager. What would
have you? 3 words, get your coat.
See, if you had been a manager and your owner's tweeting, how would you feel about that? Would it bother you?
You know, I think, I don't know. I think you could speak about it and just say, look, don't fucking dare. You know, like, well, it's no helping matters, you know. Whether it's good or bad, just no helping matters.
I'm with Kev.
Exactly. You want to be behind the scenes and no talking about that. All that's doing is giving somebody else something. By the way, see when you're tweeting something, I mean, I'm on Twitter, but I'm sure there'll be then thousands of Aberdeen fans that can get on top of it. Whatever he's saying, good or bad, you're going to be jumping. I just don't want you need that.
Put an Instagram up as well, didn't he, with top up? Oh, brilliant. St Mirren now up to 4. Stephen Robinson continues the amazing job at St Mirren. Will he be in the running for the Aberdeen job?
Absolutely, 100%.
But again, Aberdeen fans want this certain style of football. Does Stephen Robinson?
No, but they did it.
Is that not why they got to the deal?
How did they though? But how did they?
What? Was that not the big thing under McInnes?
Where's been their style before? See, this is the thing. They say that, but it's just nonsense. Because there's been no style there about any play. Like Barry Robson got to third last year and he'd done incredible to get Aberdeen there on that 7-game winning run. But it wasn't great.
No.
Like, there wasn't some brilliant kind of style with it. But they still had really good players. He found a way to win. He needed to get in there and find a way to win games, and he'd done it, and they got to third. But then at the start of this season, they were still direct. Mm. They were still direct at the start of the season before Warnock came in. So, like, the clubs say this, but see, if they want it, then you've got to actually show it. It's your actions, not your words. Go and actually back somebody. Go and get somebody to come in and actually implement our style or give your team an identity. Because that's what it is. It's styles and philosophy. It's like traits that you see in your team, how you want to play, patterns, how you defend, how compact you are in your defensive shape. Go and put that identity into your team. Go and get somebody and back them. Don't just say you want it, but then just get rid of it. Because by say you want it, and then we're not seeing that evidence here. Like this, that's why I say when Neil Warnock got the job, I just didn't understand the appointment. Because I knew exactly what the way his team were going to play. And I thought, for the Aberdeen team, I've got good players who want to play. You know, they're not going to now play that. There you go. They've been outpossessed by Bonnyrigg Rose. With great respect to Bonnyrigg, by the way. Bonnyrigg Rose outpossessed them at Pittodrie.
Do you think when Neil Warnock was offered that job at Aberdeen, he did enough research into looking at what he was going up to in terms of the personnel he had in the squad? Because for me,
I think he's alluded to that, has he, know, that he maybe should have been a wee bit more diligent in terms
of me, Aberdeen isn't the type of club that if he was doing his due diligence, that he would look at that and think, oh, they're all quite wee guys. Footballing guys, Mayovsky.
Oh,
no,
wee guys.
No, but you know what I mean?
He's definitely saying that though, isn't he?
No, but it's
just wee guys you've gave us.
Is that that, innit? Is that, is this a youth team run?
If they had the players of old, the big boy that used to play up front for them, Sam Cosgrove, the thing that. John's dead. Big Steady, he's still playing. Anyway, he probably could have come in and got something out of Aberdeen the way he plays, but because he doesn't have those types of players.
I genuinely think, though, he would have thought that. How he's managed over the years.
That'd be easy.
No, he's got more out of people. You know, he's managed to find a way to win games and get promotions, maybe without having a style or an identity or whatever. Or by the way, maybe he did. Maybe that kind of longer, more direct football. That's still a style. Still an identity to your team. But he maybe just thought, I'll be able to get more. I'll be able to coax more at them and improve them. And it's just not happened.
No.
You know, it's just not happened.
So what profile of manager should Aberdeen be looking for next season?
Again,
should he be looking at somebody that's one thing?
Because see, when we're talking about, because they 100% alluded to getting rid of Derek because it wasn't because of success, it was they weren't happy with the style of football. They bring in Stephen Glass, who did try and play a wee bit, but after 4 or 5 months of bad results, it was right, start again. Never mind this good football, let's just try and get somebody in for results. And then they've no managed to do that. Jim Goodwin obviously couldn't do it. Barry Robson done it while he was interim, got the job, and then never done it. And then obviously Warnock again. It's gone back to what we're talking about a couple of weeks. So it's interim to the end of the season, but I just don't understand why. That for
build.
Me, just take your time to appoint the right man. Let him get in, work with the squad he's got, then figure out what he wants going into the summer. and then that's it. You sort of start again. I've never been a fan of this. I agree with, I think it was Kenny said that a couple of weeks ago. They've brought him in as interim because they're hoping he does really well and they give him the job in the summer. That's exactly what that was for me.
They're talking to Joe Kinnear, aren't they? For next
him and Stanton are the front runners.
Mike Bassett. Right, Hibs, vital win on Saturday against Ross County. Starting to see the best of them under Nick Montgomery with the new players in. Probably. And also, having seen how good these players are, do you fancy Bournemouth reserves to win the reserve league next year?
Mate, I tell you what though, the boy Makonda is a good player.
He's a good player, isn't he?
He is a good player, man. I think they've recruited well, no doubt about it.
Mio Leader's a good player as well.
I watched the Edinburgh Derby during the week and Hibs were good.
Probably had their chances in Hearts.
No, they did definitely. I don't think Hearts were at their best, but based on the chances, Hibs probably could have won the game, aye. And I think that that Celtic game, even though they lost the game, I think seemed as if it was a bit of a catalyst for Mick Montgomery to think maybe we do need to change for this 4-4-2 and put boys in different positions. I think since they've been a lot better. Macondes and the boy Mal Leader, whatever.
They would get battered in the middle of the pitch when they were playing that 4-4-2.
But do you know why, Kenny? Because it was 4-4-2 with two strikers staying up the pitch, but Eli Yuan and Boyle were just staying up the pitch. The boys had enormous areas to cover.
Yep.
I think since they've changed, I think they've looked a lot better, aye.
Is that no, like Aberdeen should look at that model and think, like, we've brought in a young manager, we've gave him time, we've let him have a transfer window, get his own players in.
Even when there has been some pretty, he's been under a bit of pressure for fans.
He's probably one or two games away there, not so long ago.
This last week has been massive for Montgomery and Hibs because they beat Dundee, they get the draw, and then they beat Ross County. And it just puts them in a good position.
So Aberdeen should be looking at it and thinking, well, we need somebody to come in and have a couple of transfer windows. But you kind of keep high on the fire all the time. And Nick Montgomery, my only concern with him is, they potentially could finish the top six, but when they all go back to Bournemouth reserves, he's quite neat to fucking build another team again.
But he's going to get money to do it, isn't it? Because they've got this new investment, so he's going to get a lot of money.
That's what happens in most clubs. You've got the most money, you'll win the league, innit, Andy?
Aye, exactly.
Who was that about?
I don't know, he's got
big.
There's a few with the same budget as us, I'm telling you.
Yeah, I see you signing our defender.
Well, we've got our centre half needs an operation. What do you want us to do?
Promote for the youth.
No, got a 20 centre back.
No good enough coach to develop.
No, that's 100% true. 100% true. Nick Montgomery's won things, isn't he? Am I right in saying he won the league in Australia?
He definitely won the cup.
Can you see if he does get his own play? Can you see that style working with Hibs? It is quite attractive to watch, so they create a lot of chances, no?
Maybe of late. I don't think there's been times that it's been, I don't think it's been great. Maybe through the time it was under a bit of pressure, but I don't know. I still think Hibs have been so inconsistent over the course of a season. They've still got an edge. They've got five games: Livingston, Motherwell, St Johnstone, Ross County, and Rangers. They fixtures, they should be getting in the top six.
Aye.
But the reason they're still talking about, see, for me though, it's sixth enough. That's what I would be saying, because for me it's not. The Pontins stuck last year, by the way, in the last game into the top six and got sixth, and then they got into Europe by finishing fifth. Is that enough for Hibs just to sneak over the line and get in the top six?
Well, next year it definitely won't be, Kenny. They'll spend money, and they've got the investment, they'll be
getting a better quality player. So I think next season will be a true kind of reflection of what Nick Montgomery's
Hibs need to challenge for third and being better than Hearts. That's their goal.
I think even the most pessimistic Hibs fan would say admit that it wasn't enough this year. Remember they spent 900 grand on Venti last year, last summer, but they spent a lot of money last year. Again they're going to invest again this summer, but no, I don't think it was enough. It just shows you how quickly football can change, because I mean 2 weeks ago he said he was under a month ago Dundee were having an unbelievable season, Motherwell were having a terrible season. No 2 points difference between the two. It's like football just changes so quickly, where a lot's going to happen, put it that way. If you knew the four games before the split,
the way our league shaped positions up, to be fair, over the last three or four seasons, that kind of fourth down to about ninth or tenth has been so
names
tight, and it's just like you win a game, you jump three places, you lose a couple, then you could be in the playoff. You know, it's the way the league shaped up over the last years. It's because there's no team really showing that consistent. I mean, Hearts, the reason they're third, they've been consistent. You know, Kilmarnock, St Mirren, they've been pretty consistent. That's why they five will be in the top six easily. And there's one spot left that really, what, three teams, four teams maybe fighting it for?
incredible, isn't it? St Mirren and Kilmarnock, Dundee are going to maybe finish in the top six, and
I thought Dundee won't.
Who are they teams that are obviously pushing for top six? I think Motherwell would be the ones that would feel that would be a success, because obviously
from where they've come from,
whereas if you look at Aberdeen, Hibs, they should have been in the top six with the budgets and things.
Bare minimums, yeah.
Aye, whereas Dundee, they've just come up, so...
What was it Stuart Kettlewell singing in the horseshoe that... What was the
Sweet
song?
Sweet Caroline, was it? Oh.
Was it?
I can't remember.
The Andy Halliday song you were singing, wasn't it? Tell you, Stuart, if you get Motherwell top six, we'll all take you out to the horseshoe for a day. There you go.
Wonderbar first, though. Wonderbar first.
Oof, don't you need to ask twice.
Don't know if I'd be seen with Kettlewell on Wonderbar. Wouldn't they be seen with Kettlewell on the Wonderbar?
Nah.
Nah. That's my style, mate, innit? I only go on the Wonderbar with big names, mate. Dundee. Mate, they've conceded so many late goals, haven't they?
By the way, they were very good, though.
Set pieces, well, I know.
They were very good.
And I say, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? He's flying the wee man.
That's his own goal. He's not getting the goal for that.
Mate, how many times has Achille Goalie had the ball off the head and went back in the goal? Was it not last week as well? Post-heading in.
I'm sure it did.
St Johnston.
Seems to be happening. What's your thoughts on that?
Do you think it's a red card?
A red card.
I think it's a red card.
Dale wasn't convinced.
I think it is a red card.
No, it's a red. Oh,
yeah. I would say it was a red.
Because he's right through and goal.
I know.
You know, he's getting
and he's not attempting to play the ball.
Yeah. Are you wanting a goal? I know the goalkeeper was arguing.
No, the goalie should 100%
come out and just 100%.
I'm with Lewis Mayo. I think if his starting position is right, he comes and deals with that. It bounces and it's 15 feet in the air, just coming and header it away. So I felt for me on that instance, because you know what it's like. He's trying to hold off a guy that's running at pace that way. So difficult. Obviously then gets tangled and he goes down for the red card. But listen, obviously we're only watching the highlights, but it looked like a very good game. Dundee looked very good first half. Looked as if Kelly were a lot better at the start of the second half. But that's the third time they've been to each this year. They turn match fixing, man.
Tony and Dale, innit? Just the same playing against the same Tony. See, on Mayo, I asked the boys on the Coopin show, we've talked about your favourite food. What's your food hell? What do you hate?
Tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
Easy.
Love tomatoes. Tomato with a bit of fresh mozzarella. Olive oil.
Tomato puree's fine, but like a tomato. Disgusting, mate.
I'm going to say fucking mushrooms.
I love mushrooms, mate. Garlic mushrooms on a bit of toast.
That's what I'm talking about.
He just said tomatoes.
The bougiest guy in the world.
Tomatoes on toast. Mushrooms on toast. You must like tomato with a bit of fresh mozzarella together.
I don't mind. It's a wee bruschetta, so I don't mind that.
I hate tomatoes, mate.
A wee avocado, tomato, mozzarella together.
That sounds like the absolute fear, mate.
Who's cooking you this? Or are you
me, mate. Fucking culture.
Avocado.
Culture, son.
Avocado.
Culture, kid.
Wait, so what was your hell?
I hate cucumber. Tastes like water.
That's what it is. It's 90% water, isn't it?
Well, I just get a glass of water.
Nah, that's a crunch.
Nah.
Do you know what I did like?
You love the crunch of the carrot and the chow mein.
Do you know what I did like watching the... I don't know if he's watched right in the cooking. When you were talking about William Wallace, was brilliant.
This is a myth, mate, that one guy... Do you know what else in these battles that I never even mentioned? See the amount of times you watch a battle, right? And William Wallace is fighting somebody. There's an opposition guy right behind him that could just go like, here you, fuck you. And somehow he doesn't, he just leaves William Wallace.
Lord, he didn't fight in any of the battles,
did he? Fuck, he sat and watched it, mate. He's having that. There's one guy that was the leader and told everyone what to do.
Sorry, remember that Braveheart's just based
No, but not even Braveheart, all them, mate. A load of shite.
But it's right, he's, like they portrayed it like he's standing in front of 10,000 people like, we're going to come down the right-hand side.
Guy at the back's like, what is he saying? Right hands, we're going down the right, right, no worries. You haven't
done the high press.
William Wallace organising the high press. How do you organise a high press with 100,000 people?
No block at Bannockburn.
Tremendous. Dundee.
But the sticks, it wasn't that. That was a low block.
Dundee got beat 7-1 last week. I'd wanted to ask you, what's the heaviest defeat you've had in your career?
Ooh, I've had a couple heavy ones.
Been a few as well.
Aye.
5-0 against Celtic.
Where was that?
Twice. That? Ibrox and Celtic Park.
Was it?
No. Sorry, Ibrox was 5-1. You scored, didn't you? But Celtic Park was 5-0.
5-1.
Was it 5-1 as well?
What was it like? What was the dressing like after the game?
Do
you even shout at each other, or is it just pure flat?
Flat. But see, the 5-1, the first one of that season, that was, what did we do? 9 men that day?
10 men.
That when Barton went and played centre back?
Sendros got sent off.
Sendros got sent off, aye.
I've definitely had a 6 though, and I can't remember.
I've had a 6 at Arsenal.
Have you Arsenal six? What, Highbury, Emirates?
Emirates, just opened the Emirates.
I
think they had a six at Highbury as well, by the way, in a cup for Wolves.
What was Leipzig?
Was that no four?
Was that only four?
Four or five.
I think that felt like about 12 though.
Oh my God, they were on machines, man. That was some game, that.
I felt like that's the biggest doon I've had in the game. Maybe no result. It doesn't matter, mate, because I'm telling you, it was demoralising. Why are we playing this, mate? That's well too far too good.
Different animals.
Have you ever had that in the game where you're just sitting there thinking, I'm a professional fitter player, I'm in the same league as this team, but I'm just not quite as... Why am I here?
See, it's six doon, do you start to hide, be honest?
Mate, fuck, I've had it too doon.
I think it's the opposite. I think, like...
You just think, fuck it,
I think more boys would start playing because of six doon, if that makes sense.
Aye. Do you?
Can't get any worse, huh?
Aye.
Yeah. What about the highest you've ever won?
Seven.
Won seven against
who? Inverness or Hamilton. We had six against Motherwell, actually, at Ibrox as well.
I've been in a six against Motherwell at Ibrox. Was that the same game, me and you?
No.
Boy get sent off? Bust like 20 minutes?
No.
Yeah. I'm sure we beat Hamilton by like 8 or 9.
There was an 8. I think there was an 8 in all.
An 8?
Yeah.
Sure, feel for the boys a wee bit of your battle?
No.
Dying on it?
Punish.
Aye.
Get fit.
Go punish, aye.
Is it?
Got to go for more, aye.
What would be your biggest one?
I can't remember.
2-1.
Cannot fucking remember.
Got a 2-1.
Honestly, cannot even remember.
No, you remember a big one?
Nah, can't remember. A big win or a big defeat?
Nah.
I remember getting spanked off Arsenal 3-0.
Remember getting spanked off one?
Does Lynn listen to the show, Kev?
She used to listen to it.
Tell her you'll have a go and get her a big go. Just tell her how much you appreciate her, that, mate. Come on. I'll work wonders in the house.
We're fine.
Good.
Oh, we're good. We're 18 years ago, man. We're fine.
I thought it was a 7-year itch.
19 years.
Thought you had a 7-year itch.
She has. I'm fine.
But I thought it was 18. You've only been miserable for the last 7.
This is what you say.
No, it's not less than that.
What is it?
So they've been going out 19
years.
She says, the last 7 years.
She says, we're just at a 7-year itch.
So have you put things into place that you're going to turn it around?
We're fine. The relationship's good. We're just having a wee conversation.
How's your relationship?
Brilliant, mate. We are really good
out
place.
Last night with the dinner.
For a birthday, mate.
Good. Do you know why you've been good? Because you've stayed in.
That's it. I'm fucking miserable inside, but...
Do you know how I know he's a bigger man? Because I've asked him to come down with us yesterday, and he's no for her birthday. That's him changed straight away.
We're leading a wee open goal, quarterly day out.
I feel like that's needed.
You used to like a night out, didn't you, back in the day?
I loved that.
He's not get out as much anymore.
No chance.
Do you not miss him?
I couldn't think any worse now.
Could you not?
Yeah.
How come?
Somebody get ready and go out and then taxis and then fucking nah, not for me. I'll stay in the house and watch Stranger Things with the wee man.
See, just
tell you what I finished this week, Ken.
Brilliant.
Aye, good, aye.
Wow. Absolutely brilliant.
Is it that good, is it?
What about the da?
Good.
Aye.
Yeah. What about the da?
Brent, I hated him, mate.
Mate, he's
ruthless, eh?
Sigh, unbelievable.
Is it?
Oh, wow.
Top notch.
Is it not a wee bit?
No.
No, it's outstanding.
Far-fetched?
No.
No, outstanding.
Is it right?
Outstanding.
Anything else you're watching just now that are good?
I'm watching Yellowstone.
Oh, mate, Yellowstone's brilliant, mate.
The Cowboys.
Aye.
But
the Cowboys in Scotland, but in this league.
That's what the SPL should be named, isn't it? Yellowstone. Anything else you bought your big Netflix guy?
What did
good?
We watch last night?
You and Jilly got a show?
No, we watched a movie, an old school movie that we'd never seen before, and it was apparently a classic. That's Seven.
Seven Deadly Sins.
Classic.
Amazing.
I couldn't believe the ending.
That's some of his best work, Brad Pitt, isn't it?
Aye.
Who's his partner?
Class, him.
Who's his partner?
Morgan Freeman.
Good, Kenny.
I just said it 10 seconds ago.
Oh, did you say it? No, I didn't. You said Morgan Freeman.
Here's a quick first one to get it.
What was Morgan Freeman's character's name in Shawshank Redemption?
Red.
Well done, Andrew. Okay. He's on the ball. I love it.
That's top five of all time, Shawshank.
Aye.
Is it?
Yeah, for me, yeah.
Top three films go.
Yep.
Shawshank.
Dark Knight. Shawshank and Gladiator.
What's your top three? Come on.
Shawshank, definitely. I liked Pursuit of Happiness. Good movie.
Great film, mate. Yeah. Tears. That's a tearjerker. Yeah. Dave Cormack, yeah. Great at that, didn't he?
Yeah. And I don't know. What else would make it? Don't know.
Give you time to think. Yeah. Top three.
Shawshank, Sixth Sense, Interstellar.
Interstellar?
Interstellar, right?
Fucking loved it.
I watched a great film, actually. The Reverend. It's a bit more.
Oh, is that no?
Leo DiCaprio.
Is that not about 4 hours long?
Brilliant film.
No, it's too.
Oh, tell you what's in my top three. Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, a great film. Margot Robbie. Oof! I'll give you a film to watch. Secretary. Seriously, watch that.
Don't believe you.
No, it is. It's brilliant. Have you seen it?
No.
Brilliant, mate.
Is it?
Oof, Maggie Gyllenhaal's in it. And another one, Rita Sue and Bob too. Have you seen that?
No.
I passed there. There's a couple of Shoots and Fruits the other day. Just to double check that wasn't
the boy. The boy for you, Roots, Toots and Shoots.
Roots, Toots and Puts.
He says, I make that bread. He says, I'll send you some.
Did he?
Aye, so.
Take that.
He didn't say,
you'll send me some. I've just said he's going to send me some so that he fucking does it.
He never told the viewers what you like to do in your taxi when you've got a wee bit of spare time. So you go and get one of the loafs, you go and sit, and then you go to the cheese shop.
No.
But you said you go to that Jay Mellis.
Sometimes, get some cheese, with cheese board on a Friday night. Take it.
Oh, I thought you said you sit in the taxi any time.
I'll sit in the taxi. Sit in the taxi with fucking cheese board. We'll get the glove box here, we'll get the big wooden cheese board out. There we go. All right, I'm just taking a bit of cheese. Fucking. You never listen to a word I say.
I don't listen to a word anything he says. Have you any good reviews recently, bad reviews?
No, I've not checked. I'm at 4.99.
Are you? Mm-hmm. And does that affect you?
Oh,
that's the best you can get.
Right,
I've got a job on Friday. We up to fucking said Oban on the job. I thought, fuck it, Oban. I'll take a drive to Oban. I've not been to Oban before.
What are you getting for a job to Oban? A grand.
I couldn't honestly comment, right?
The tax man watching this.
So I start driving. I get closer to Oban, and the sat nav's going this way, and I thought, fucking says Oban that way.
That's the worst when your sat nav does that, mate.
And it's still 80 miles away, and I thought, I've fucking been driving for 2 hours here. So it then says to me, go left. So I take a left and I went, this is taking me down to a beach. So I went, yeah, we get the ferry across. How do you get a fucking ferry?
A sign. You have to get a sign.
How do you get a fucking
ferry? How do you get the sign?
How do you get the sign ferry?
You're lying.
I swear my kid's life.
All that for a tenner taxi fare?
Got a tenner. across the river. Drove down, turned left, and a single track for 18 miles. 18 miles of road and it only had one lane.
So how long did it take
fucking
you?
Fucking drive into a ditch. I ended up at this place called Lochaline. Lochaline somewhere.
Lochaline.
Lochaline. Lochaline. And the woman was like, it's a lovely wee village. So how many people's in here? It's went about 200 or something. And I thought, who the fuck wants to live up here? Oh, what a drive. Never again. And then the fucking boat back.
The hangs you there for it.
He went, no, I was an all tenner. 20 quid, I'm crossing back. I'm going to invest in a boat.
How long did it take you there and back?
6 hours.
Fuck off.
Text my mate, when I accept the job, I text my mate, I says, Big John, how long did it get you opening back? He went, 2 hours up, 2 hours back. I went, 4 hours, I'll take it. 6 hours, I'm fucking still at.
Well, you had to get the sign, mate.
I'm still at.
And the worst thing about this, she left her earphones in the car and says, you want to bring them back? I went, that fuck.
Slaney left his earphones on my motor the other day. She gets in the motor, she's like, whose headphones, eh? Slaney's like, you can tell she's not buying in it.
Aye.
But I'm like, what bird am I going to pick up? And she's sitting with her earphones in my fucking motor. I'm not going to be hustling with a pair of earphones in, am I? Fuck's sake, right, last bit. St Johnson, Livingston, 1-8, she's caring about the game.
Nah. Absolute dog shite.
Again to Olivia. Olivia conceding so late again, man. It's just no going right for them, is it?
Teddy Yenge as well in the last minute, man.
Well, what a chance, What a chance.
Cut it back.
Davey must be ragdolling people in that dressing room after the game.
Ragdolling Yenge, I'll tell you that.
No, holy fuck. He is the one that he's not saying a word to him.
You're lucky, mate.
Big Yenge's some size, isn't he?
Good player as well, too. I like him.
Is that though? Have they not been leading in the last three or four games, Livy?
Yep.
No, Ross County, obviously, they were 2-0 down
County. Ross County, but Motherwell. Yep. Who was the game before Motherwell? St Johnston.
Can they produce a miracle?
No.
I don't know. See, if you're always in touching distance though, Ken, going into the bottom six.
Aye, but they're not touching distance.
The pressure, come remember Dundee United were like six clear when they went into the bottom six last year and ended up getting relegated, so it's not a massive
thing. It's going to be after the split because you're then playing against all these teams.
That's what I'm saying.
You
know,
so could you make some of these draws that you've got or these last minute goals that you're conceding? No doubt, and we'll get the results, but I still think they've been a long way back for a while now. I just feel like Livingston they're going to, this could be the year.
And see on that 10th, is it 11th position? Is it between Ross County, Aberdeen and St Johnstone and they're the only three?
Aye, I would say so, aye. And I still kind of see Aberdeen going in there again for whatever reason. I can't bring myself to think that Aberdeen could be down there. You know, I know there's been teams. Hearts have got relegated. Hibs have got relegated. But see, you know, there's no chance. There's no chance. I think it just means that St Johnstone and Ross County have to actually go and get more points in them between now and the end. I just can't see it.
You same, Kev?
Nah, I don't think Aberdeen. I think it's between Ross County and St Johnstone, and maybe two out of three.
And who would you say? Who would you be your favourites to finish in that second bomb? Who are you going over? Ross County.
Over Ross County.
Why?
I don't know.
That's why you're on here, mate.
No, I just think that once we get to the split, it might just fall kindly for Ross County. They might get three home games, and I think I'd rather three go home games at Dingwall than. St John's for me. I don't know what they're bringing. They had a jolt when Levine went in.
But mate, they've went up to beat Aberdeen. I know it's beating Aberdeen, who are no, it's no great shake at the moment. But they might go up there and win. You couldn't see that happening.
But they've no won a game either for a while. Somebody's got to tell me they won last week. But
Johnston, just be Aberdeen.
But what I'm saying is, when he came in, he got a few results, and then they've had a really, really bad period again that's brought them back down.
Yeah.
And I think that, I don't know, they've got good players as well.
See, what they've got is they've got points in the bank. You know, like Ross County and Eagle won. You know, they play Hibs again next week, after the next league game. So again, that's a tough game, and they're actually in decent form at the moment. And it's at home. Like, they've got to really make most of the home advantage.
Ross County's got a tough run through the split as well, because they've got Rangers at home, they've got Hearts at home, they've got Hibs at home, and then their away fixtures at, I'm sure, Aberdeen.
So all St Johnstone need to do is find a way to get a result like they did, and they're putting another 3 points there. You know, they've got a tough run. Some of the way the fixtures have failed for some teams have been incredible. Like you see, Aberdeen have not got any of the bigger teams. Hibs have not got any of the, apart, they've got five games and it's only Rangers. The other four are, when they're looking at Hibs, they're winnable fixtures for them. And you look at Ross County, it's like, Ross County has got an incredible run.
You know your fixtures, didn't they? You got
just double checks.
Who's checking?
Prepping, mate. We should probably start trying to do that.
I tell you what, see the
actual running for the league across the board is the 6-pointers all out of shop. See, when we get to that split, every game's going to be so meaningful for the title, for relegation, 11th spot, Europe. It's going to be good.
And you're back, mate. Good to see you back as well, mate.
I know, mate, it was good to be back. Friday was the first day I trained, so I hate being injured. It's the worst thing in football, innit? So good to be back.
See, injured now again every day?
Aye.
Brutal, that, innit?
Aye, every day.
Brutal, that, mate. I was injured that 2.5 years at Celtic, mate, every day. Physio's patter's always shite as well, innit?
But it's not even just in every day. It's like the boys are away at maybe 2 o'clock and you're still there at 3, 4. I'm lying, because it's definitely not that late.
But it's not, aye, but
we'll exaggerate it.
But you never get a physio with a good patter, do you?
Aye, the levy physio.
Hendo, Motherwell's good.
Nah, Hendo's alright. I worked with Hendo years and years ago.
Always nice guys, physio, but never make you laugh at it.
He's got a bit.
Sports scientist, nae funny sports scientist.
Yeah. Nah, no come across any.
Nah.
Sorry, I did actually. I'd won at Derby. We Australian guy, Nige. Brilliant he was. It was good value, aye. And but see, because he's a decent guy, you actually watched today what he told you. What he wanted you today, he was a good guy. That was probably one of the only ones.
Hey, we've got to do a gym session now, boys, aye.
What's anything else you want to talk about, or is that us?
I'll talk about whatever you want.
Pet peeves, any this week?
Well, that's my VAR. Part of mind with it.
VAR's mine, mate.
VAR,
and referees.
Would you
say,
again,
cards.
See, VAR, would you, I
wouldn't have brought it in.
I didn't want it in the first place, but I would keep it but change it. And I think the big thing I would change is I see this clear novice error, just get rid of that now.
You just
come to the right decision.
The handball's the worst, isn't it?
Andy,
you're never going to, I know, to listen to Philippe Clement talk about it last week, and he's saying it needs to be clearer, and he's right to an extent. But how do you do it? So how does somebody look at Awata's situation and say, right, that's not allowed to be a handball? But the next one, and a similar, I mean, look, what was the one? It was the one, I mean, there's been hundreds of handballs that are the same that are going different ways. I think the handball rules it's just a shambles.
Can we not go back to the rules, what they were?
If you think somebody's trying to handle the ball, it's a penalty.
Aye.
Or it's
back
a handball.
Back to the old rules.
If somebody's trying to deliberately handle the ball.
Oh, I know what one you were thinking of. Nicky Devlin.
When he stopped
it. Nicky
Devlin was wild.
I like Nicky too.
But he's had a shocker this weekend.
No, but we're talking about, remember the handball?
Handball, Awata's is
a penalty and that's no.
That's mad.
When he tried to handball it, but never tried to handball it by... Ah, mate, mental.
Penny, you got any pet peeves this week? Anything that's annoyed you?
Ah, there's a lot of people.
Is that a new top? No, just saying that. That's,
no,
that's
there's,
nice.
there's a few people on Twitter annoying me.
Huh?
I just read stuff.
Oh fuck! I got canned last week on Twitter.
I just want to comment. See these people that come on and pretend to analyse games and stuff, and then you read their analysis, and I sit and think, oh.
There's an all in that analysis thing on Twitter, isn't there?
I just think, fucking shut up.
A lot of that going on LinkedIn as well.
Shite,
also,
absolute shite.
What, the people analysing games through right? LinkedIn?
Aye.
Crap.
And you for it, you hate it?
Some stuff's good, nonsense.
But some of it's crap. Crap. And I want to comment.
What's been said that you didn't agree with?
Just comparing styles and stuff. And then putting clips up. If you look enough.
I'll tell you what, I've got a pet peeve. My pet peeve, right, when people talk about football and say a formation is a different style. That winds me up. Aye. So, he changed his style this week. He played a 4-4-2 instead of playing a 3-4-3. No, that's not a style, mate. That's a formation.
Aye.
And effectively, it's things on a fucking bit of paper. So it is. That's my pet peeve. There you go. Oh. Done.
Do you know what? Can I tell you my pet peeve?
Yes.
Right now, Haaland.
Oh, my goodness. What about that chance yesterday?
Erling Haaland?
Mate.
In terms of what?
He's absolutely phenomenal. How can he keep missing for a yard out and then scoring?
Did you not see the one yesterday?
Yeah, I seen it.
And then scoring a 15-yard whip round the goalie. How's he keep doing
this? No.
The last few weeks. He's just scored 5 against Fulham. How did he miss that?
He scored against Luton.
Foden's best player in the Premier League.
Aye, Luton, it was Luton who scored 5.
I'll go with you, Foden's best player.
Right now, he's the best player in the league. Kevin De Bruyne is the best player, but right now, Foden's best.
Well, that's a good question. Who's better, Foden or De Bruyne?
No, De Bruyne.
Aye, De Bruyne.
I've just said Foden, but right now, in terms of like form.
But Foden's now grown.
What age is Foden?
Foden's now grown to become.
Is he older than it?
De Bruyne.
He's on
something
fire,
like 6 frames or something, isn't he?
It's incredible.
He's on fire.
My big mate. Turning him with the ball when it comes in, how he receives the ball and turns him one.
Half turn Foden.
Like a pirouette, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's his balance, it's the touch, it's incredible. Awareness.
Can't Liverpool win the league?
Liverpool, no, Man City.
Massive game this week though, huh? It's Liverpool, Man City.
They play Liverpool Arsenal, don't they, next? Man City.
It's at Anfield as well. No, yeah. Liverpool.
Liverpool, Man City.
I know, but I'm saying then after that, yeah, Man City play Arsenal.
Aye.
You still fancy Man City, didn't you?
What are Rami fixtures? Talk about Rami fixtures, by the way. When you're playing Man U, Liverpool, then Arsenal.
But Man U are.
Mate, that's my pet peeve in fucking life, Man United. Holy fuck. Mate, he plays like Stoke. You made the bit Tony. It's like Tony Pulis in charge, mate.
Aye.
So fucking defensive, man.
But the worst part for me was the fact that Man City scored to make it 2-1, and they just didn't change. They just stayed
even
there.
For it.
They just stayed in the low block, like.
See the Jamie Carragher and Alisson Monday Night Football on them. Front six are pressing here, and the back four are back here. How can that be, mate? A top manager.
Ten Hag had a wee bite back as well, didn't he?
But how can you bite back, mate? It's fucking clear for everyone to see.
I know. Geez. Three pull-ups.
No, I couldn't get you.
I'll do three.
I don't think I could do three.
I couldn't even do one.
We'll
do a challenge. Come on, Kev.
You're 7 kilo heavier.
No, with the white jeans on. Come on, we'll do a wee challenge. Come on,
Kev. He's 5.
We'll get an extra 5.
He's at the disadvantage because he's.
Because I'm fat.
We'll get an extra 5 of sponsorship for us. Come on.
Couldn't get up here.
What are you wanting, that or that?
We'll go either. I'm going wide arm. I can only do wide arm.
I can't do a single thing.
I actually done chest yesterday, but.
Did you?
How many are you doing?
Oh, it's good. It's lockout as well. Love that side.
I'm leaving.
You're going to do it there, right, Ken, isn't it?
Correct.
You know, you don't need to show off, you only need to do it.
Yeah, watch you don't get
that's
there.
Good.
Oh, 5.
That's good.
Good form, man.
Go on, Ken.
Go on, Kevin. Come on, Kevin, get on.
Just give one.
I didn't need to only pull off.
I'll give you two. I'll give you two white arms.
Look, this is a Scotland internationalist. Oh!
That's wide, Dan.
That's like a shitting dog.
Go on, Kevin.
Yes, one.
He's jumping. He's too big. You're too big.
Go on, Andy. Come on, son.
I've
got 19 stone to go up there.
Come on.
They're wide.
Go on, Andrew.
I can't hold that there, no way.
Yes, decent. Go on, Andrew. 2, 3. Get 6 and beat me, 4. 5. Yay!
Well done, Factory Weights.
Factory Weights, sensational.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.